You've no doubt heard the phrase, "What part of no don't you understand?" No is a simple word that many fail to appreciate. You get a sales call and you tell the salesperson no. And although the difference in a good salesperson and a bad one is the ability to sell the product after the customer has said no, you're still of a mind to ask the person, "What part of no don't you understand?" It's a matter of bewilderment that an individual will continue to do what they do in spite of the evidence to the contrary. The same is true with unbelief. The psalmist once observed the wicked and said, "The transgression of the wicked saith within my heart, there is no fear of God before his eyes." The 36th Psalm and the first verse. The conduct of certain people brings a sense of bewilderment to the mind of those who are more in tune to the reality of punishment. The scriptures tell us that we know that the law is good if a man use it lawfully, as knowing this, that law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and unruly. 1 Timothy 1 and verse 8. Law has been established to rein in those who would abuse their fellow man, but refrain from doing so because of the consequences. The Apostle Peter wrote, "Be subject to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether to the king as supreme, or unto governors as sent by him for vengeance on evildoers, and for the praise of them that do well." 1 Peter chapter 2, 13 and 14. The Apostle Paul echoed the same sentiment when he said, "For rulers are not a terror to the good work, but to the evil. And wouldst thou have no fear of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise from the same. For he is a minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is a minister of God, an avenger for wrath to him that doeth evil." Romans 13, 1 through 5. What keeps some people from abusing others for advantage's sake is the fact that they understand the authorities will punish them. If law was removed, then might would make right, and the survival of the fittest would prevail. Such being the case, lawlessness causes bewilderment among those who recognize the principle that punishment will be applied to the lawless. The psalmist was also aware of this principle and bewildered by the wickedness of men when he said, "Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread and call not upon Jehovah?" The 14th Psalm in verse 4. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett, encouraging you to remember the words of the psalmist who said, "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God." The 14th Psalm and verse 1.